It's 7 a.m. at Grays Police Station, Essex. DS Michael Wilkinson is briefing his team for an early morning raid on the homes of two men wanted for burglary.
17th of January, there was a burglary in Parsonage Road. A neighbour was woken by the sound of a crash that happened next door.
The police are confident they have a strong case. There's also the possibility these suspects may resist arrest.
It's likely to play up because he's looking at going back inside. He's likely to play up, just to let you know. All right? Any questions at all?
The first address is in a block of flats. For DS Wilkinson, planning raids on property several floors above the ground takes careful consideration.
Some of them have stairwells, some of them have balconies. You obviously have to be careful of your safety as you're going up to arrest these people.
It's not yet 7:30 a.m, a time deliberately chosen to catch the suspects at home and off guard.
Can you show myself 604, 606 and Romeo 78?
If the officers can enter calmly, violence is much less likely.
Now we know he's here, we're coming in.
Five guys, eh?
The team find their first suspect still half asleep in the bedroom and are quickly able to handcuff him. Officers check the rest of the flat and in another bedroom make a highly unexpected discovery. It's the second suspect they were expecting to find at a different address that morning. He is also immediately arrested. The first suspect is now fully awake.
Calm yourself down, calm yourself.
Tensions are running high. DS Wilkinson needs to minimise the risk of a serious confrontation.
Look at me, look at me. Can you just
calm
give me
down.
A second, please?
Thankfully for the team, the second man is more relaxed, if defiant.
Burglar houses, recognise that on channel what?
To help calm the situation down, DS Wilkinson decides to take both men out of the flat before starting the search. Whilst waiting for the transport van to arrive, the first suspect attempts to make a phone call.
No, you're under arrest.
Whoever the man tried to call could also be linked to the crime they're being arrested for. DC Wilkinson seizes the phone, so this call, and any other information the phone holds, can be checked. The only trouble is, it belongs to the man's girlfriend.